All right, we're not going to worry about the West Coast time right now. We're going to worry about the East Coast. 6 o'clock in the morning, we say good morning to everybody. It's amazing when you get a little sleep, how much better you feel.
Feeling good today?
Oh, Lord, I got a bunch of sleep yesterday.
Feeling better than our guy, poor guy Dono, man. He saw that time announced yesterday.
Oh.
I thought of Dono, and I thought of his 4 a.m.
So I got to just, hey, man, when you sign up, you look at your schedule, whether you're involved in the broadcast before the game, after the game, or during the game. Out of habit, we look, and first thing we do is look at night games, and if they're on the road or at home, you know, talking about getting home at 1 in the morning at home after a game, usually 12:30, 1, or on the road and getting in, do I have enough time to get in to do the show on a Monday night football game or a Thursday night football game? So you do look and you go, okay, and then you just say, this is part of the job. I told you last night, like, I love Dono. Hey, man, but if you decide when you're going to do pre or post, and now you know you got a couple West Coast teams in the ACC, you're going to catch Stanford, you're going to catch a Cal game, and these broadcasts are looking to fill time at night. when they want to get you into midnight, man. So that's,
hey, what goes on in that meeting with ESPN? Like, are they just like, hey, let's make this so late that nobody in Miami watches, even though Cal's not very good?
So I got to tell you, you know this, and this is not me just making it up. Miami gets great ratings as a national product. They just do. Even when they've had some awful teams, they still, you know, they warm it up with pictures of Ed Reed and Warren Sapp and all your favorites through the years, right, of the great teams and a great history and tradition. And right now, they got a product with Cam Ward and a team that's loaded and deep. I mean, Woody, I went through it last night because I'm going to the game Friday night. I'm doing date night, by the way. I got a date night with Mrs. Rose. Matter of fact, I got to let Joe and everybody know. But
yeah, but you can't be there talking about depth and X's and O's with her. You better show her some.
No,
nice,
no, no. She's
don't
just
leave her hanging out there while you're talking about the backup offensive lineman.
No. I'm not doing that. But this team, I was just looking at last night. It is so fun to watch. I was watching his throws that Cam Ward made. They are NFL throws. And again, I'm not sitting here today to tell you who's going where, and I'm not being a mock draft head today after, you know, 3 or 4 games into the season. He's fun to watch. He is really fun to watch and keeping plays alive. And you saw some games last night. We'll get into those. Some great quarterback play. 3 out of 4 guys were really good last night. 3 out of 4 really, really, really good quarterbacks, except the dude playing for Jacksonville with the long hair. They got a problem they're trying to figure out. And by the way, they're kind of calling him out now, like, hey, with that big contract and the way you're playing, you're getting worse. And so he's under a little heat. They just got pounded. Buffalo Bills, with that short dink game, we're trying to figure out how that was going to work, Woody, right? I was wondering, like, hey, man, and their receivers, they just kind of get open and they do some creative things with motion and short stuff, and those guys run after catch and they run little corner routes. And by the way, great play calling. And then the guy at quarterback, because I know you're looking, you're giving me,
say, man,
you're giving
the
me the
thing that doesn't
giving
change.
Me, no.
Did you see him roll out and hit their tight end in the back of the end zone?
He made some throws.
I mean, come on, dude.
On the run to his running backs that I'm like, it's hard enough to make that throw when you're set and everything's perfect and he's got one leg flying out and throwing kind of off the side. And he was, I think everybody kind of say, 4 touchdown passes in the first half, just to give you an idea, and you didn't watch the game last night. 47-10. They're playing really well as a team. They have, by the way, a really good, and it doesn't get talked about enough, and I don't want to say they have the best offensive line, but it's clear cut. They have a really good offensive line.
They built that team pretty well, man. But that quarterback is very special, and there's only one other guy in the NFL that I would put ahead of him right now.
I know, Mahomes.
Right? I mean, I think he's.
You know what he did last night early in the game? He ran for first down on third down in the red zone.
Yeah.
Takes off up the middle, a plan play, and he slid. He didn't take, like, the old guy would have tried to, like, at home, he would have tried to hit you, spin, and try to get in the end zone, right, to be the lead on ESPN today.
We'll start doing that later in the season.
Last night, he picked up 4 or 5 extra yards after the first down. I don't know, what did he run, 8 or 9 yards, needed 5, and slid down. And I was like, he's not taking, and again, last night, he didn't get beat up, so.
Isn't it funny, though, we were talking about this might be their down year?
You mean as one of the 5-3-0 teams
right now?
I'll be honest,
they look better than ever. I mean, Jacksonville is obviously not very good, but my God, man, the Bills look really good right now. They got the same situation we got, by the way. Paying a quarterback, and it just ain't working out.
Yeah. You're right on that.
That feels very, very much like our situation, doesn't it?
And then I got to tell you, for the young guy, we've been talking about young quarterbacks, and Jaden Daniels took a he made some deep throws last night. They're as good as anybody in the league. He made, and by the way, it wasn't like the guys were Tyreek Hill open, 4 or 5 yards, one step, and he's dropping the ball in. And his ability to run, he's probably end up second or third. Lamar's going to be way out in front of all the other quarterbacks as far as running goes, but he's going to be up there in yards. You always, when he sticks that ball in a running back's gut, you always have to say, is he really going to hand this off? He going to take off and run? He is special. By the way, for people that said, Jaden Daniels, I think he's going to be the best one. And there were a lot of people said, no, he's the guy. It's not Caleb Williams. It's not any of the other guys. 21 of 23, 254 yards, 2 touchdowns, ran for another one. They've been scoring every time they have the ball for the last 2 games. They score, except for kneel down, they score either touchdowns or field goals on every drive.
So I think that OC they have over there is pretty good too, Kingsbury. But there's got to be some people in Chicago that are a little sick to their stomach this morning.
Well,
because Caleb Williams,
how much of this has
awful.
How much of this has to do with? I know Chicago tried to load it up.
Yeah, they did try to load it up. Caleb Williams does not look good to start, man. And you know, look, it's tough to throw these guys into the fire like that. You know, I mean, you're going straight from college to that.
Doesn't look too big for this dude.
No, it doesn't.
Jaden Daniels. Now, listen, he had some time in the pocket, and you got to have time to throw the ball down the field. But his accuracy on deep throws, which, by the way, he was known for that coming out of college. And some people said, yeah, you're throwing to a bunch of first-round picks. And he did. He had 2 guys going to first round with him. But, man, they are they're good. And that Jaden Daniels, what a turnaround for that team, and what a win for Washington to go on the road to Cincinnati. Joe Burrow looked great. Jamar Chase, I guess if you had Jamar Chase in your fantasy, in your football, both he and Joe got you a lot of points last night. But their defense last night?
Not good. That felt like a must win, too, for Cincinnati, right?
Nobody wants to be 0-3.
No. Hell, we're not even 0-3.
No, but at least we're looking and going, okay, we got Tennessee. And by the way, we got a lot of Dolphins stuff to get to. I just was opening up with everything from last night, but I am looking forward to Friday going to watch the University of Miami, Virginia Tech at Hard Rock Stadium. First game, can you believe it? This is only their first game in the ACC. First game. And man, I feel like you're going to see a great show Friday night. I just think it is, unless we have some kind of nasty storm and winds, this thing is, it is going to be fun to watch because they are, there's a little different confidence. I was a little worried about the bridge game, and I was wrong, by the way. I was wrong. I was right, though, almost for a half. And then I was real wrong when they scored 36 straight points in that game against USF. All right, so we got a quarterback dilemma. Everybody knows. I heard all the national guys yesterday. Woody, I'm guessing you got to take in a little of that talk too, and the most important position in sports, along with the goalie in the NHL. I always say the 2 most important positions are quarterback, and right behind it, and real close, is a goalie in the NHL. But they're talking about 3 quarterbacks out there: Zach Wilson, Russell Wilson, and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. That do what you have to do. You got to get them and save your season, and and this thing, and Tua might be out a lot longer than what he is, and right now, look at everybody knows the situation. It looks like Skylar Thompson's going to be out off of what I saw walking off the field. I don't know. I'm not playing doctor if it's broken ribs or cracked ribs or I don't know, but he was obviously in a lot of pain. So Tim Boyle probably moves up to one because he's been here longer with Tyler Huntley trying to learn. As soon as he learns the offense, he'll be playing, by the way. But you still, now you got to bring in another guy. You got to get somebody. Somebody else got to get in camp. Somebody's got to get on the PS real quickly, practice squad. Somebody's got to get in the PS and get some more guys ready. Or this thing, it's
at what point though?
We had a bad slip the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's been ugly. The numbers.
At what point do you say this is just not going to turn around? And like,
Woody,
you
said that yesterday.
But let's be realistic.
No, let's not be realistic. Let's not, because it's three games. We got 14 left, and you want to throw the season away.
There is no quarterback that you are going to bring in that is going to be some magical savior for this team.
Well,
that's the reality.
The hope privately with everybody, you know what it is.
That Tua is going to come back.
Correct.
Yes.
I don't know when. So the most frustrating part about this is the unknown of Tua. Because Tua can say whatever he wants. They're not listening to Tua. Tua really has no say-so in this. Think about that. Like, Tua can go, hey, man, I feel great. I'm ready to go. 4 weeks, had the off week, followed everybody. Everybody tells me the five steps of rehabilitation. I'm good. And they go, yeah. You know, we've talked to a lot of doctors. See, I saw a doctor had stuff out yesterday. It was the Miami Herald had an article. They met with some doctor, and he goes, I don't know about him coming back at five. That might be that brain. It's had a few now. I probably got to give it more time. You don't think the league's saying all that stuff, and you don't have other neurologists saying that stuff? So
that's a scary deal, man, to be the guy that puts your name on that.
And then – you're exactly
good
right,
Lord, man.
And they'll
that's
be track.
A scary one.
They'll be tracking that guy down.
I know.
And the NFL, the worst PR. I don't want to say the worst, because anything a player does that hurts somebody else is really bad, and you know what I'm talking about. But right now, the biggest problem this league has with lawsuits, with its own, is CTE. And what has happened, mostly with guys my age, some a little older, some a little younger. We've seen suicide. We've had brain. You've heard it all. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer today. So the league, and I'm amazed everybody goes, do you think the league's going to get involved? League's paying out lots of lawsuit money. Yes, they are on this one. They're going to want to know, hey, what's the game plan? And because we don't want bad PR. We got bad PR in this Tua thing a couple of times now. We don't want to be the lead story for a bad lead story on national news. And anytime it's going to have to do with a star player, in this case Tua, it's bad. And we want to make sure there's a good chance we're not the lead story. If he plays, that's fine. But we need somebody to tell us, and there's nobody out there can say. The guy said, matter of fact, I think the guy said in his article, there's a good chance this is going to happen again. And you're like, oh.
Well, that's the issue. I'll be honest, man. Just as an outside observer of this whole thing, like, I'd be nervous watching him play again this season. Wouldn't you? I don't want to see that happen to him again, man. That's just... You know, again, unless they say that he's, like, really good to go and,
Well,
it's just scary, man. That,
well, Woody,
you
who
know
can
it's
say,
gonna happen again.
Woody, who can say he's really good to go and that happens again? Everybody looks at him.
I don't know.
So whoever these neurologists are, they don't know. They're working off experience, what they see in the brain, I guess. But a lot of that doesn't develop until later in life, all the darkness in your brain that they see, and then we find out, and they open them up, and find out, he had full
scary,
blown,
man.
Yeah. So anyway, but that's for another day. Right now, I'm worried about this game, like most people, which is Tim Boyle and Tyler Huntley, and then to see if the Dolphins try to trade for somebody, and again, Nobody's going to play.
Away draft picks, though. That's that's the only thing is you cannot give away draft picks. You're right now, by the way.
Told you that yesterday.
Yeah, you're right about it now. Unless you go after someone that actually has a shot, like a Bryce Young type player.
If you don't think all of a sudden quarterback is going to be a priority, even though we just gave a quarterback a lot of money.
The question is, whom do you allow to choose said quarterback?
Well, that's
that will be the question at the end of this offseason.
By the way, that is very fair. That Woody,
you feel good about Chris
Woody? That is a great call. I'd have a lot more people than Chris Greer involved in that decision. To be nice today on a Tuesday, there'd be a lot more people when the owner says, "Listen, you're talking about quarterback and getting one that you really like it." At the top, yeah, that's a big decision and potentially a lot of money, and I'm going to make sure I'm going to have a lot of people in on that decision besides just the GM and the coach. They'll be involved, but there'll be a lot of help from. We have a lot of people giving opinions this time around, for sure. All right, we got to go to break, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to here as we continue on the show and trying to figure out all these parts and I don't know, man. Everybody else is back up. And then the question is, do the Steelers really want to just give up on Russell Wilson? Like, if for some reason, there was a time, by the way, the Dolphins were really interested in Russell Wilson. So was everybody else. And that was when he was really good. But they need a backup quarterback. Why does everybody think everybody's going to give us their backup quarterback? Now, Zach Wilson, I'm guessing he looks like a number three with Denver. Maybe you can get him, but that sounds like a rehabilitation job to me. And that thing ain't going to happen overnight, especially we're not talking about offseason to get learn the system in camp where you get to play a lot in preseason and it really doesn't matter if you're not playing well. Throwing a guy in a game just out of nowhere while this thing's flying on the freeway called regular games. Yeah, it's a little different situation than make-believe world for all this stuff. We got to go to break here, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Yeah, man, if somebody would have told me after three games we'd be sitting here scoring 11 points a game.
Looking for a quarterback, talking draft.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a downer, man.
What a good start to the campaign. God.
You ought to try thinking about that, flying home on a flight and thinking about that. It was like,
how was that flight?
I was pissed.
Yeah.
I was because I was thinking about all these things. It's not like I just got up this morning and go, wow, because now you're putting it all together, and now another guy goes down, and the guy that went down wasn't very good. He didn't look exactly prepared for the game. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Well, listen, we're not going to let it affect things. We're going to try not to.
Yeah, sure.
More stuff to come. Right now, though, I do want to talk to you about a winner every day. Your South Florida Chevy dealers, they win every day when you've got products from cars, trucks, and SUVs like they have. Best overall products by far we've ever had. I've been with South Florida Chevy dealers and driving a Tahoe for the last 16 years and had a Trailblazer and always interested, man, when I go over there to see what's on the showroom and what's coming out and always asking questions to my GMs to the South Florida Chevy dealer GM, find out what they've got going on. They always brag about the SUVs. And it always starts with the big, comfortable, beautiful Suburbans and Tahoes, which, by the way, are in for a new look here coming out for 2025. Then the Traverse midsize, but so much room for and a really nice look, man. And then one thing about the SUVs, even the Blazer, the Equinox, and the Trailblazer, man, one thing, if it starts with how it looks, because it is important, man. You want to look and go, man, whether it's big and beautiful or a little smaller, you want it to look nice. You want, when you take it home, for somebody to go, man, that thing looks nice. That's what you get at your South Florida Chevy dealer, whether it's the SUV family over to a Silverado truck, strong, durable, working dog trucks, man, like a Silverado. Whether you need a full-time working truck or you still need the family truck, get everybody around. Silverado makes them all for you. Yes, they do. New and used with low mileage, never look better. And then I got to always throw in sexy in there, and that's Corvette is hard to beat. They gave that Corvette a little foreign look, and man, I got to tell you, it looks like it's about $300,000. It looks like a three. Like, hey, man, what are they, 300? No, man. We're talking about Corvettes, and they are sweet. Great deals going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers, convenient locations all over South Florida. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
All right, time for some early morning weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 83 degrees and clear. There's a tropical threat, according to this. Best of luck to everyone out there.
When?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
I'm very selfish just around sporting events, of course, why I'm asking.
By sporting events, do you mean your tennis matches?
No, not even selfishly. No, I was talking about for the Canes game Friday night and the Dolphins game Monday night.
I think you'll be okay.
All right, good.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Like, if we're going to do it, let's do it now. If they're coming, let's get them out of the way now. Mess up a little practice, but everybody's got indoor facilities. We're all right.
You worried about getting wet in that suite of yours on Friday?
No, I'm not getting into that. See, you got to get into my personal stuff. Why you got to get into my personal stuff?
Oh, are you sitting out in the uppers with the no covering?
Okay. Yeah, I'm up top in the corner. You are.
I'm sure your wife will be very.
Oh, yeah. That's why that would do it for my wife going. Now, listen. No, she's. Hey.
This was the best I could get tonight.
Not,
sorry.
She's not a big sports fan.
I know. That's why you better not go over there talking about the depth.
That's why
of the
I
team.
Married her. I didn't want to have to come home and going, really? Is that the best you can do? That was terrible. Is that what you said? That's not it.
Did you come home and, like, she just has no idea what happened? With the Dolphins?
She did know yesterday when I finally woke up from a long nap, and she goes, what happened? We were really bad. That's all she said.
Okay, that's good.
But it was very generic.
Did you did you get into it with her, though?
No, I didn't, because I knew she was just being nice. And she goes, you're quiet. I go, yeah, get some coffee. Let's make some coffee. I said, get some coffee. Get that coffee. Get that 3 o'clock coffee, and we'll sit and drink it, and I'll start talking. We can talk a little bit. Hey, so anyway, I said it yesterday off the airplane, and I say it again today to everybody out there, because I saw my phone yesterday when I woke up and what happened, what's going on. And then with that, you get your opinions about Chris Greer, your quarterback situation, your head coach. Those are kind of the targets, and I get it. I mean, look – we've gone through stuff like this for a long, long time. So I've heard it before, and what we should do, and, you know, and we got to get the ball. Yes, I agree. We got to get the ball to Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, and even coach knows he's got to come up with something. And honestly, I've been his biggest supporter. And I'm not jumping off the bandwagon to call plays and come up, but he's got to come up with something better. I don't care who the quarterback is. We at least got to throw the ball. Even if you don't complete it, you at least got to drop some plays where you can get the ball to Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. You have to. We can't have those guys looking like fourth receivers and possession guys, four catches for 20 yards. You can't have that with those two guys. You can't. You can't target them four or five times each. We can't do that. And by the way, if we got quarterbacks can't get the ball there, okay. I can live with that because I understand the situation. We're down to three now and third and fourth quarterbacks. But at least you got to have some plays drawn up. And it can't be the receivers you just picked up. It's got to be your two horses. Your two of the best in the business. Again, I'm not going to get in the fact that Tyreek Hill was voted – and a lot of people say he's the best player in the NFL. I mean, you got to get him involved. And listen, even if he's not, he's got to be a threat of doing some things to help open it up for other guys. So, and this should be a week. Look at, I was going to wait a couple days to say this, but the Titans at home, they are awful. Will Levis right now is awful. He's turned the ball over eight times. Well, the team's turned it over eight times, and most of them are him, either by interception or fumbles. He has been a turnover machine. Our defense ought to just be getting lathered up by this weekend going, man, this Will Levis, we got to get after this guy. Now, it's the same Will Levis that had his best game of his career last year against us and against, what was his name again? Oh, Vic Fangio, I'm sorry. Vic Fangio's defense. That was a little shot. Mini shot of at that. But, yeah, he played great against us. And I know they're saying the same thing because Woody usually jumps in by now and says, yeah, and the Titans are saying, hey, we can get healthy and get our first win. We're playing the Dolphins. I get it. So, but, yeah, man, all these numbers, the one that got me that they hit on national TV and hit hard is the head-scratcher, is the Dolphins' offense is averaging through three games. It's only three, but it's a bad start. 11 points per game. We got on all the teams we played against last year that averaged 13, 14, 15, 16 points a game, and we are at 11 points per game right now. What is it, one touchdown the last two games? Ran the ball really well last year. Right now, running for 95 yards a game and a 3.7 average. So these numbers are not good. And I'm kind of with the defense has not been bad. They've made some plays and given you some chances to score more points. But it's got to get a lot better. And right now, the part that's struggling the most is Frank Smith's offense. Everybody's kind of all over the board. I know the team's still a little sensitive about the offensive line play, and, you know, it's not as bad as you guys make it sound, and you guys don't know, and Teron in and out of the lineup. I guess it wasn't the same injury. I guess he got poked in the eye, which I didn't realize during the game. I just thought he was out of the game for most of it because of same injuries that he's been fighting. But that's a problem too. Or if he can't play, and you know, then you know it's next man up. You got eight or nine guys, but to everybody's point yesterday, we came into the season with knowing that we had a history of some guys that we signed or have that have been injured a lot. We did that. Somebody said,
there's no we in this. There's one guy who picks the players, well, Joe.
There is one guy has final say. That's correct. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And by the way,
we like as a fan base or like, you know.
Not we. I was talking about everybody over there as a big group, but at the end of the day,
laughing at everyone at the press.
No, I get it. I know. The GM's got final say on everything, and by the way, he's got more power right now than he's ever had. There's no Mike Tannenbaum. There's nobody. He's got it. And, you know, the Brian Flores was starting to want to. You know, I heard that he wanted to do too many things, and he was, you know, getting out of his lane instead of just wanting to. By the way, Brian Flores is a defensive coordinator right now.
Very good, yep.
Holy shoot.
Yeah. Dude, this is a colossal failure.
So anyway.
I know it's early.
Yeah.
And I'll give him the opportunity to turn this thing around, but this is a massive, massive failure right now by this organization in a very small window to win, and that window feels like it's shutting, man.
You have three games that we've talked about that are really important. If you're watching the way everybody's playing right now, which probably a lot of you are, to see what's going on, you've got some games coming up. Tennessee.
Can you win two of the next three and stay afloat?
You have to.
Can you get back to 500, stay afloat here?
You can get over 500 the next 2 weeks. You got Tennessee at home.
And then you pray that two will come back?
No, you got the Colts. You got the Colts before.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. That quarterback is a disaster.
So the Colts are one I didn't even mention, but the next two games are with us of making argument who's, because we're not playing great right now. We could be in that argument for who's playing really crappy football right now too. But you look at Tennessee and you look at the Patriots. The Patriots I saw against the Jets, I mean, you
No, they were terrible too.
So
my question to you would be this: what do the Dolphins do well right now? Like, if you had to pinpoint a strength
consistently,
of their team,
what do they do consistently well?
I don't care about consistent. Like, what do they do well?
Nothing.
Like, what would be your game plan going into this next
Nothing.
Game? Like,
their defense is their defense has had their moments.
Yeah,
that they've been really good, especially the two defensive linemen that we talk about, Calais and Sealer. But, It has offensively.
They have no identity.
There's not much there. There's just not.
They're like we're living in a time warp here when I say they have no identity, but they really don't, man.
What are we? We don't
like
even
last year, you knew what their offensive identity was, right?
Speed.
You knew what teams were scared
speed
of.
To the outside. Great running team to the outside last year, and the most explosive team that I've ever seen. I mean, that thing was running 40 and 50 yard plays like picking up pennies, man. I mean, they were killing it. And this year,
you can't score a touchdown.
They can't get their two wide receivers down the field to give them a chance since the opener. We got Waddle had 163. You got Tyreek on the other side, runs that deep crossing route, catches it, and outruns everybody. That's why you got to get the ball to them, even if it's a pass interference, even if you know they catch it but we got to get some balls to them down the field. And people, well, maybe they're taking it away. No. No, that's the coach's job to make sure, and he's been so good at it that I don't know what has happened the last two games. I don't buy the too deep, and everybody found a formula now over the last five or six games, and I'm going, no. You, as a play caller and setting stuff up, you got to come up with some, you got to take it to the next step now, and you've got to do some stuff. You've got, the speed of the team didn't go away. The speed of this team did not go away. There's still a whole bunch of dudes that can run. All right, we got to go to break here. We are running super late.
I got some good texts for you, by
That's
the
all
way.
Right. Yeah, I'm figured.
Can I tease you?
Yeah, give me one.
Guy says when we lose to the Titans, Joe will say, oh, it's only four games.
I don't think I'll say that. I don't think I'll say that. That's fine.
Hey, look, man, I hate to be like negative about it, and I'm with you. Like, it is only three games.
No, that's fine. But like, it sounds like people just come in and go, we should just throw in the towel. Like, what's that mean? Not play the games, or does that mean call and
it doesn't mean that
have people give money back?
It means that a lot of people are very invested in this product. It means that a lot of people thought that this thing was going to look a whole heck of a lot different than it does, and that number of years without a playoff win, Joe, it doesn't feel like that's changing. And
you know the sad part? This team doesn't look like last year's team. Not even close.
No.
And a lot of them are the same names.
So you know what, man?
What happened?
People have every right to be pissed, and I don't. The problem is I just don't see how they turn it around.
You might be right.
I don't know what the magic fix is.
You might be right. Because it would be a hell of a turnaround from the way they've looked the last two and a half games.
If these games were close.
The way they've looked like the last two and a half games, I would agree with you.
You got the ball. It was 17-3. You got the ball five or six times. You couldn't score once.
Hey, man, I know. Listen, I know a lot of people are fired up, and you should be. It should be, because there's no excuse for us to look this bad. None at all. Atlantic Men's Clinic, it's amazing to go from bad play to ED and low T. It's incredible to do, but thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, because one thing you've done for me is knock it out. Boy, there's nothing worse than having ED and low T, man. And I hope none of our coaches have low T over there. And if they do, just come up to me at the next game, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I'll get you on the program, and you will start feeling a lot better. Even when you're tired, you come home, want to chase the little girlfriend, little wife around a little bit, because ED and low T is nothing to mess with. And sooner or later, every guy gets it. How about that? I met a guy in his 40s that had it. And he was looking, and he goes, man, I finally came here. I was listening to him. I said, hey, man, it's great to have you. I said, I'm here too, brother. And I'm here for the same reason you're here. And I want to feel better. And I will tell you, your energy level, your sex drive, getting more out of life, doesn't matter what age, it happens to people and different. You get the numbers done when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They've got to schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today, and you'll meet with their professionals. They'll go over everything. Take a look at all the numbers, give you all the tests that you need to do, and you decide if you want to go on the program or not. But I'll tell you what, it works. And when they tell you it's going to work, when they look at everything you're telling them and what your numbers say, six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Call them today. Please set up that first appointment. Hear what they have to say, because it works. It works. It's amazing. 7 months now. 877-455-7300. ED gone. Low T gone. Little tennis and a little chasing the wife around. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Tell you what, it was, if you like Monday Night Football, you got two of them last night. Kind of a weird one to see they got two games, but I didn't.
What's up with that, by the way?
I
know they're doing that again next week with us.
I don't.
I guess our game's at, what, 7:15, which is nice for, you know, for us. It's early.
Yeah.
Unlike that
get you home
Miami
by,
Cal game. But,
you, oh, you got to stop with that Cal game.
I'm riled up with
because
that
one,
bro.
Because it's
great job by the people at ESPN. I mean, they just fantastic.
Hey, man, they lost the Pac-12, okay?
No, they didn't. The Pac-12 is back.
No, but it's not back yet. It's not
close.
Where you can get all those games.
Did you see what happened yesterday with the Pac-12, by the way?
No.
So they were trying to add Memphis, Tulane, UTSA, and USF into that conference.
Yeah.
And they all politely declined.
Wow.
They're going to stay in the American or whatever. So
listen, it's never going to look
move,
like.
Smart move, by the way. These West Coast games are for the birds, man.
Yeah, but.
This is just.
I know, but because you're out here, but I have
10:30
lived.
10:30 Eastern kick.
I know, but that's.
What chance do you have to make it through that? When was the last time you saw 10:30?
Very often. No, you got me.
It's gonna be midnight. It's gonna be like maybe halftime.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be a late one, and I'm gonna be in New England. I'm gonna be in Foxborough. So you're right. Got a game up there, and that game's in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Wow, that thing's coming. That's after this game, right?
Would yes,
that
it be? Is. Yeah, okay. It's next week.
The Golden Bears, man, out there, and a late night.
What happened with FSU, man? What'd you guys score? 9 points?
Bad field goal kicker.
Was that what you had? Did you have 3 field goals?
Everybody was complaining about the field goal. It wasn't like Florida State tore it up.
Were you no touchdown team in that one? Is that what happened?
I didn't watch the whole game.
Okay. That's fair. I didn't see any of it.
I did not watch it. It was on the same time as the other game. And the UM game got a little priority over my school.
Well, UM's fun to watch. The Bears, 9 points, not so much.
Hey, listen, this guy throwing the football. So you stopped the run, huh? Early on, you're going to stop the run? Okay, spread them out. Here we go. And by the way, when the offensive line gives him time and he gets a sweet pocket, you know, it's funny. Everybody's talking about Cam Ward now, of course. And look, he didn't just – when he was going around with the 5 or 6 schools that he had a chance to go to, and by the way, one of them was Florida State that was after him. He was smart. He goes, okay, to be successful and get to where I want to go to as a first-round pick in the NFL, I got to look at offensive line, I got to look at receivers, and I got to have a coordinator that is going to do and do the things – that I can do. Check, check, and check. And the only part I wasn't sure about, the wide receivers at University of Miami have gotten so much better. And by the way, Cam makes everybody better, but those guys are just the development of their wide receiver room from releases. I watched some of those releases down on the goal line. Those are NFL releases. So my complaint down here has been, you can't just run off. You can't just take off and run around. You got to set guys up. You're playing against corners that are just as fast, and you got to learn how to run routes. You do. You have to learn how to set guys up and releases and bump and run and stutter and go and that even that move that we saw from Metcalf on Javon Holland. It's a great move, man. On a square end, give the look of dipping across his face and then dipping back over the top. And, you know, you get big separation. That's what Miami receivers are doing right now. Restrepo has always been one of the best route runners that I've seen come out of that school. He is really good. Like, he gets open. You go one-on-one, I don't care how fast you are, he is going to do something to get wide open. And now you see it from the other guys. Now you're seeing a lot of dudes open. So the coaching receiver coach, the coordinator, everything.
Yeah, those guys have been incredible. But
Cam Ward, knew what he was doing when he came here.
How about the addition of a running game? Right, you got two great running backs.
Oh no, he's got running backs to dump the ball to.
And then, how about the tight end position finally making Full impact out there.
You know,
as well.
They said Arroyo the other day said he looks like a first day pick. That's what.
Yeah, I would think.
And I was like, wow. He, and by the way, I've never seen him run like this. That goes across the board. There were a lot of guys got a lot better. Some of it's injury. Yes. Some of it, you know.
Some of it's Cam Ward.
No question about the offensive line.
Doesn't hurt either, though, man. Guys got time.
But that O-line was here last year.
I know.
They had a great O-line last year. I don't want to forget about it.
The difference is the quarterback.
They've had two guys out on the O-line at times, and they don't miss a beat. Now, they're much better with Jalen Rivers. Jalen Rivers really good. And hopefully he's going to be able to come back and you know, Mario's getting tired of getting asked about him and Reuben Bain. And by the way, you had those two guys back.
When they get healthy, it's going to be even better.
But I got to tell you, the position that I've been – the safety thing hasn't surprised me on how good the safeties are. This guy from Washington has been unbelievable. Got another interception last game.
So you're going receiver, though, is your most surprising position.
Most surprised position has been the development. By the way, mostly guys that were here last year, not Brown, but the rest of those guys were.
No, you're right. I just think it's amazing. We talked about this during the pregame show. They haven't had a quarterback this good in, I don't know, 30 years.
I don't know. It's been a long time since somebody. Nobody's going to argue.
At least Kenny Dorsey.
Nobody's going to argue with that. And by the way, he keeps playing like this. You're going to see it. You're going to see it in the draft. We'll tell you everything you need to know.
If he keeps playing like this, he's going to end up in New York for the Heisman ceremony.
But he's got a bigger picture.
How crazy
than
that. Is that to think,
He's a little more concerned with the Heisman is nice, and of course we haven't had one around here in a long, long time.
Yes.
What we've had? We've had two, right? Geno and Vinny?
Yes.
No, it is. Geno and Vinny?
I believe so. Yeah, Geno would be the last one, right?
But
Geno's like 60.
But he is second in passing nationally right now, and he is sidearm throws. It throws down the field. He doesn't like to dink. He will dink it. And then the other thing is he can run. He actually taunted a guy behind him the other day. We didn't talk much about it. He kind of slow ran him out of bounds, and the guy was so frustrated, he pushed him late. The kid gets another 15 yards on top of it. It was just brilliant.
Geno won the Heisman in 1992.
Wow.
It's 2024.
Woody, lot of stuff. Some good, some bad. Saturdays look really good. Sundays have not looked great. We'll come back. 7 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll jump into a lot of stuff. We're running a little bit late here, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.